The Honolulu House in Marshall was built in 1860 for Supreme Court Justice Abner Pratt, who later became the U.S. Consul to the Sandwich Islands, now called Hawaii. It's one of the more than 20 sites in the city that will be part of the 50th anniversary of the Marshall Home Tours. Bill Mabin of the Marshall Historical Society says, this year, the homes are just a small part of a big celebration.
A feature of the 50th Home Tour is appearances by Steve Thomas, the host of the public broadcasting television show This Old House for 14 years. There's a Civil War ball in front of the Honolulu House. Historical portrayals at six of the homes. Eight musical acts that will be performing during the tour, in some cases inside the homes, in other cases roving groups of singers and performers that will be appearing at different locations.
Susan Van Zandt is one of the tour guides at the Honolulu House.
This home was built in tropical Italian and Gothic designs, so you'll see all three styles of architecture in this home. On the main floor, the tropical designs are 15-foot ceilings and 10-foot doors and windows. The windows raise up from the floor level. The object of this, then, is to let the cool tropical breezes in and all the heat rises. Unfortunately, the same principle works in February in Michigan, which is not a real good idea. So the judge didn't care. He had it built the way he wanted it to be built. The judge, when he got back and the home was built, decided that he would wear his white linen suit as often as he could. The third year back, going 45 miles to Lansing in his white linen suit, a snowstorm came up, and the poor judge caught pneumonia and passed away. So he had only lived in this home 9 to 12 months total.
The judge had murals of island scenes all around, but Martin Wagner, who moved in 20 years later, couldn't stand them. So he hired traveling artist F.A. Grace to paint over the murals.
What we're looking at in the family parlor in the ceiling as you look up, we're looking at a high Victorian design, deep, rich Victorian colors with a lot of metallic trims, gold and silver. In other rooms, you'll see coppers and bronzes. As you look up in each room and study the artwork, you'll see pictures of screws and bolts and metalwork in his artwork. Mr. Grace, we believe, was fascinated with the Industrial Age. Another room that I love to show is the family dining room on the lower level for several different reasons. First of all, when people walk down, the first thing that you notice is it's about 15 to 20 degrees colder down here. Remember, I told you there's nothing practical about this home. It's hard to heat, and so all the heat that would be in the lower level goes right up that stairs to the upper level unless we shut the door. So downstairs, the first thing people feel is the temperature change. On the mantelpiece, you'll see a picture of Jesse Graham. Jesse became an orphan just about the same time the last owner, Mrs. Bullard, became a widow. Mr. Bullard died about 1907. Mrs. Bullard then knew Jesse's family and took Jesse in. Jesse's a young black girl. Jesse didn't have any place to go, and we think Mrs. Bullard's original idea was to teach her to be a lady's maid so she could make a living. That's not what happened. Jesse became a daughter to Mrs. Bullard and lived with her in this home for 40 years. When Mrs. Bullard died, she willed all her wedding china to Jesse. And when Jesse heard we were opening the home up as a museum, she donated all the wedding china back to us. That is so special to us.
You can hear more stories and see more history at the Marshall Home Tour event on Saturday and Sunday. Visit our website for more info.